Okay, we're in the middle of a complicated sugya in that Nun Dalet Omid base. So let's go back to the two dots. Ve'ein moistifin al Nun Ches. It says in the Mishnah that the maximum amount of tekiyos that you can possibly have is 48. So the first few lines of the Gemara we saw yesterday already, let's just recap. Says the Gemara, V'loi, what, you can't have more than 48? Surely, V'ho'ikke Erev HaPesach, Shechal Yes B'Shabbos? If Erev Pesach is also Chal on Shabbos, how many will we have? So, in a Gemara like this, it's always worth trying to make the Cheshbon oneself before we see the Gemara. So we always start with a baseline of 21 before we move Psichas HaShorim, Tomit Shol Shacha, Tomit Shol Ben Arbaim, 21 before we've moved. Now, if it happens to be Shabbos, that's another 9. So we're up to 30 before we've moved. What are you left with? It also happens to be Erev Pesach. So how many tekiyos were there on Erev Pesach? So we saw Machlekes at the beginning of this Omer, depending on how many times they got through Hallel. If you hold that they got through Hallel 9 times, 3 times 3, then there were 27 tekiyos. So it would be 30 and 27, which is 57. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that they never really completed the third cut, they only said Hallel 7 times, so there will be 21 koilas, it would be 30 and 21, which is 51. That's what the Gemara says. De'ilu Rabbi Yehuda, chamshin v'chodo. If you go with Rabbi Yehuda, it's 51. Ila Rabbonon, chamshin v'sheva. If you go with the Rabbonon, it's even more, 57. So how can you possibly tell me that the absolute max is 48? It's not true. On Erev Pesach, which was Chal on Shabbos, you'd have at least 51, possibly 57, which is much more than 48. That was the Gemara's question. What was the Gemara's answer? That no. Ki ktani, that which is stated in the Mishnah, is only midi. How do you translate the word midi?
Something.
Something, the isay, which exists, the kol shana. We're only talking about something which exists every single year, not a one-time occurrence. Erev Pesach, says the Gemara, shechal yois b'shabbos, the leisei, which does not exist, b'kol shana, it doesn't happen every year, so it might not literally be a one-time occurrence, it does happen from time to time, but it's not an annual occurrence. The leisei b'kol shana v'shana, it doesn't happen every year, therefore, loiktoni. Okay. So at the moment, how are we learning the Mishnah? At the moment everything is good. We've answered our question. When the Mishnah gave us the numbers of 21 and 48, what we're talking about is in a regular year. Sorry, just one second. Oh, Ariel, you can ask me to go back? In general, we're going to start the subject now. אני מלין עדיין שר היום חבור על סוגיה הקודם, אבל אלו שבאמת סיימו, לא אפשר להתחיל. עוד לא סיימתי לכתוב כל המאור מקיימס, כי זו סוגיה מסובכת. זה ייקח אותנו עד סוף הזמן. סוגיה קשה. אני מזהיר, אזהרה מראש. זה הסוגיה בדף טס עומד בייס, עד יוד עומד אלף. דף שלם, והאמת היא אפילו יותר מזה. זה ממשנה עד המשנה, והאמת היא גם המשנה השנייה גם צריכים ללמוד, אבל בינתיים ממשנה והמשנה גמור השיטריס זה כבר ייקח אותנו שבוע שלם, אבל יש ריטבו ורן אז אתה יכול לפרסם מתי שווה, תגיד לצלו מי שמוכן באמת להתקדם תפטסט אור בייס, המשנה למעלה כל העמוד ויוד עוד ארץ לפחות עד המשנה גמור השיטריס וגם המשנה הבאה בסדר או התחזרין למעט אוקיי, I'm sorry. The instructions of the new sugya. Okay, so how are we learning our Mishnah for the moment? Very straightforward. Our Mishnah is discussing what is the minimum and what is the maximum on a regular day. On a regular day, the minimum is 21. On a regular day, the maximum is 48. But we're not talking about occurrences that don't happen every year. So if you want to know why is Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos not mentioned in the Mishnah, the answer is it doesn't happen every year. Now, I think you mentioned yesterday, Ramesh Zelig, that L'Chaira, according to this principle, we've answered in the simplest way the questions that we discussed earlier on. The Gemara, remember, said, why don't we talk about Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos? The Gemara said, why don't we talk about Erev Pesach, which is Erev Shabbos? The Gemara gave us all different tirutzim, some examples are missed out, etc., etc., etc. That was really the maskana of the Gemara. Well, if that's the case, in light of the new principle we've just learned, we have a much simpler answer. We don't have to say it's missed out. In fact, nothing's missed out. We're only discussing those occurrences that happen every single year, but not something that only happens from time to time. So, Rosh Hashanah, Shechal B'Shabbos, which obviously can happen, but it doesn't happen every year, or Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos, or what we're discussing now, Erev Pesach, which is actually on Shabbos, doesn't happen every year, if that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Very, very simple, straightforward teretz. Okay. What we need to stop and think is, and this is what the Gemara is going to discuss now, so let's get back to our Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah again. The Mishnah says the minimum is 21. That really does exist every day? That's every single day. What's the maximum? 48. When is that? So the Mishnah said the maximum 48 is when you have Erev Shabbos Sukkos. Erev Shabbos Sukkos. Now, why on Erev Shabbos Sukkos did we get to 48? Basically because you have the Musaf, plus you have all the
Erev Shabbos,
plus you have all the Mili Hamayim. That was basically the Cheshbon. Pretty simple. If you want to recap briefly, we start with the basis of 21, as we always do. Because it's Sukkos, there's an extra Musaf, that's 9, that takes up to 30. If it's Erev Shabbos, that takes up to 36, because there's always 6 blasts on Erev Shabbos, plus 12 for the Mili Hamayim. Shara Elyon, Shara Tachton, etc., etc., etc. 48, that was the Cheshbon. Now, Erev Shabbos, Sukkos, is that an annual event? So, initially yes, we'd say yes, of course it is. So far, everything is good. When the Gemara says, listen, we're only stating that which happens every year and not that which happens occasionally, that seems at first glance to fit just fine with our Mishnah, because obviously, if Sukkos is 7 days, there has to be an Erev Shabbos somewhere. So, therefore, Erev Shabbos, Shechal B'Sukkos, is true. That happens every year. So far the principle that the Gemara taught us does seem to hold true. However, this is the Gemara's question, is that really true or not? Says the Gemara, Otu. Otu is a very, very important word. When I was in school, I remember clearly the Rebbe teaching us, Otu doesn't really have a translation, he used to teach us. Otu just means put a question mark at the end of his line. Otu always means question. Otu, you got to sing it. If you wouldn't have an otu, how would you read it? Erev Shabbos Shabbatechach, as if it's a statement. It's not a statement, it's a question. And if it's a question, you've got to sing it as a question. Otu Erev Shabbos Shabbatoi Chachad Mi Isa B'chol Shana. Does Erev Shabbos during Sukkos happen every year? You told me that what? But our Mishnah is only discussing which cases?
Things that happen every year.
Things that happen every year. So therefore, that's why we're not discussing, for example, Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, and you've now added not Rosh Hashanah and all these fancy cases. One moment. Erev Shabbos, which happens to be Sukkos, does that happen every year? Now, one second. Initially, our answer would be, yes, of course it does. If Sukkos is 7 days, then Erev Shabbos has got to come somewhere. Says the Gemara, no. Make a cheshbon, you'll see that you won't always get to 48 every year. Why? Because this is all part of the question. Zimnin, what does Zimnin mean?
Sometimes,
like the word zman, time. Zimnin, there are times D'loy mishkachas lei. I'm sorry to tell you, it is not an annual event. Sometimes you will not find 48 on Erev Shabbos, which is Sukkos. How can that be? Again, this is all part of the question. V'heichi domi, how so? Kagoyim shechal yom tev rishoin Erev Shabbos. It's the first day of Sukkos is Erev Shabbos. Not Chol HaMoed. You're right. Of course, Erev Shabbos must exist every single year somewhere during Sukkos. That's true. I can't deny that. It's an undeniable fact. But it won't necessarily be 48. Why not? Because if that's the first day Yom Tov, so then there's no Simchas Beis HaSheva, there's no Mili Amayim then on that Friday. So you might well have the 6 blasts because it's Erev Shabbos, but you won't have the 12. Says the Gemara again, V'heichi domi, how so? Kagoyin shechal yom rishayin be'erev Shabbos? Question mark, you should draw over here because that's the end of the question. So how can you tell me that our Mishnah is particular to mention what? Only those events that happen every single year, and that's why we don't want to talk about Erev Pesach and Rosh Hashanah and all these fancy schmancy cases. I'm sorry to tell you, it's simply not true. Because our Mishnah did state Erev Shabbos, which is Chal on Sukkos, as being 48, and it won't necessarily be that every year. Because sometimes Erev Shabbos can be which day of Yom Tov? The first day. Let's immediately see Rashi. Zimnin, you've got the Rashi Zimnin. On occasion, the loy mishkachas lo. I'm sorry to tell you, sometimes you will not find sheyu boi tkiyos demilu hamayim. There will not be the tkiyos of the water filling the masnisin that are mentioned in the Mishnah. How can that be? Veichadomi kagoyin shechal yom tavarishin be'erev Shabbos the simchas beis hashayevo loy dachye yom tav. There's no Simchas Beis Sheva. Remember we said right in the beginning, how many days are there Simchas Beis Sheva? 5 or 6. Kedetana on Motzi Yom Tov, etc., etc. On Motzi Yom Tov, but not on Yom Tov. Underline the word Moitzai. That's why the Mishnah needed to stress that you can have Simchas Beis Sheva Motzi Yom Tov, but not on Yom Tov. V'chi Moti. What does Moti mean when it comes? V'chimoti, and when it arrives, su, further, Erev Shabbos, meaning by the time the next Erev Shabbos comes along, where are you up to? Abolition of the Atzeres. So of course there's no Mayim then. So on the first Friday, there's no Miliyah Mayim, why not? Because it's Yom Tov. And on the next Friday, it's going to be Shmini Atzeres. So I'm very sorry to tell you that you will not have 48 every single year.
Why didn't the Mishnah just say Sukkos Chol HaMoed?
Yeah, could have said that.
That would have solved a lot of problems.
Yep, quite right. But if it says Sukkos, it means it sounds like every case of Erev Shabbos on Sukkos, which definitely will happen. Obviously, that will happen every year. But you'll always have 48. Says the Gemara, it's not true. It doesn't always have 48. Because if it's the second or third or fourth or fifth or sixth or seventh day Yom Tov, that's great. But not if it's the first day Yom Tov. Now again, a Gemara like this, you have to pause at every stage. So at this stage of the game, are we good or are we not good? We're not good. Because what have we just proved? So the Mishnah is more than happy to tell us cases that don't happen every year. In which case, we're back to square one. So why didn't you mention the case of Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos? Initially you answered me, no, that's not an annual event. But we've just proved that our Mishnah is more than happy to tell us non-annual events. So what's the Gemara's answer? It can't happen. Can't happen. Says the Gemara, no. Ki mikleinon. When it will occur, Yom Tov Rishon, the Erev Shabbos, You're worried about which case, when the first day of Yom Tov is what? Erev Shabbos. If ever that would, in theory, occur, dochinon le. We change the calendar, as Rashi will say, we push it off, it can never happen. By the way, that holds true until today. Why does it hold true until today? Easy way of remembering this. What's the klal? Loi odu roish. You heard that principle? It's worth writing it down. Loi odu. Odu is aleph, dalad, vav. Loi odu roish. Loi odu roish means Rosh Hashanah can never be on odu. What's odu? Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Rosh Hashanah, loy odu roish. Rosh Hashanah can never be on odu. Aleph, dalet, vav. Now, Sukkos, do you all agree with me, is exactly the same as Rosh Hashanah. This is 2 weeks to the day after Rosh Hashanah. So if it's loy odu roish, it's obviously also loy odu Sukkos. I mean, Sukkos cannot be on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. That's what the Gemara just says. By the way, if we're on the subject, loy odu roish, loy bodu Pesach. Loy odu roish, loy bodu Pesach. Pesach can never be, meaning the first day, can never be on a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. It can be on Shabbos, it can be on Sunday, but it can't be on bodu. Rosh Hashanah and Sukkos can't be on odu. Pesach cannot be on bodu. Now, again, if we're still on the subject, do you also agree with me that once you know when Pesach is, which day of the week, you automatically know when Shavuos is? Because that's not dependent on how long the months are, that's just dependent on 49 days later, 50th and 50th day. In other words, Shavuos is always when? One day of the week later than Pesach. Very simple way of working it out. 49, and when do we start counting the 49? Sfiras HaOmer, it's not from the first day Pesach, it's the second day Pesach. 7 weeks later, it's the second day. So if we have Loi Bodu Pesach, so what would it be for Shavuos then? Loi what? Gimel. Hey. Zayin. Loi Gehaz. I've never heard that principle, but that's what would come out. Loi Odu Roish is famous. Loi Bodu Pesach, Veloi Gehaz, Shavuos. Shavuos can never be on a Shabbos. It can be on a Motzah Shabbos, by the way, this year. It is on a Motzah Shabbos, just like last year. Pesach is on a Shabbos, like it was last year. Friday night this year, Mitzvah Hashem, Leil HaSeder is Friday night. Which means that Shavuos will be Motzah Shabbos. Can't be on Shabbos. Loi Gehaz Shavuos. Le Odu Roish, Le Bodu Pesach, Le Gehaz Shavuos. After that, you know all the Yom Tovim. You also know when Tisha B'Av is, by the way. You have a minig, 10 eggs on Seder night. Egg is a sign of Avelus. When somebody, Rachmona Litzlan, sits Shiva, they have eggs in the beginning. So the remez is the first night of Pesach will always be the same day as what Tisha B'Av is. So, for example, this year Pesach falls out on Shabbos. If there will be a Tisha B'Av, it will also be falling on Shabbos. But we nivchat the sun, but it lands on Shabbos. So, if we had a principle loy bodu Pesach, then by definition loy bodu Tisha B'Av either. Now, if we have a principle, we keep on going over here. Loi Odu Roish. Now, when's Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah's on the 1st, Yom Kippur's on the 10th. So it's always 2 days later in the week. If in theory Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, which it could be, Then a Tuesday is the first of the month. The following Tuesday is the eighth of the month. And Thursday. So if loy odu roish, so what would it be for Yom Kippur then? Yom Kippur can never be on a Tuesday, a Friday, a Sunday. Aleph Gimel Vav loy odu Yom Kippur. Loy odu roish, loy odu Yom Kippur. So with two small ramozim, loy odu roish and loy odu Pesach, you can work out all the Yom Tovim of the year. Sukkot is the same as Rosh Hashanah, that's easy. Yom Kippur is 2 days later than Rosh Hashanah, that's easy. Tisha B'Av is the same as Pesach. Shavuos is the day after Pesach, and there you have it. All the Yom Tovim worked out for you. That's the remez of Chazal. Loy odu roish, loy odu Pesach. Fine. I'll call Ponovay from back to our story. So what does the Gemara say? You're worried about this scenario that Erev Shabbos will be the first day Yom Tov. What's the answer?
Can't happen.
Simple as that. Why? Because if there was a prospect that it would happen, you'd be Decha. Remember, we're talking about the times where they could alter the calendar, not like now, where the Luach is fixed for us. Says Rashi, in a moment we'll see why they pushed it off. Says Rashi, Midcha Dachinon Le, Va'avdinon Le, and we would make Elul Mu'ubar. What does Elul Mu'ubar mean? An extra day. Elul normally has 29 days. So if you have the option of making it 30. So if there was a prospect of Erev Shabbos being the first day of Sukkot, if the calendar is going to fall out that way, we would extend Elul by an extra day, such that when would Sukkot now land?
Shabbos.
Says Rashi, Kihechi, so that the Likla Rosh Hashanah for Shabbos. And if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, really Rashi could have continued the sentence. Why are we discussing Rosh Hashanah? Who cares about Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, but with regard to our scenario, because if Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, then Sukkot is also on Shabbos as well. It's just 2 weeks later. Rosh Hashanah is the first of the month, Sukkot is the 15th. Therefore, Sukkot can never be on Erev Shabbos. If there was ever a prospect of that happening, then that would mean also that Rosh Hashanah will be on Erev Shabbos. They pushed it off a day. Now, why did they push it off? Why would it bother us to have Rosh Hashanah on Erev Shabbos? Or Sukkot and Erev Shabbos, why would that bother us? So let's make a simple question. We said that Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month, will always be 2 days later on in the week than Rosh Hashanah. So if in theory Rosh Hashanah could be on a Friday, when would Yom Kippur be? Motzei Shabbos. In other words, Sunday. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, 2 days. We don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday. That's the bottom line. We don't want Yom Kippur. Let's look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ki miklein on Yom Tov Rishon Be'erev Shabbos, Mitchi dochinon le, you'd push it off. You know why, my timer. What is the reason you'd push it off? Why would it bother you? That Sukkot would be on Erev Shabbos. The answer is, Kiven de ikla Yom Tov HaRishon Shelchat. Because if it's going to happen that the first day of Sukkot, Liyoy is Be'erev Shabbos, if that would come out, then what does that necessarily mean?
Yom Kippur
Eimas Hava. So when will Yom Kippur come? Do you know when it will be? B'chag B'Shabbos. All that we can't have. Hilkoch Dochinon Lay, period. And therefore we would push it off. We cannot have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. Why not? So look at Rashi. My timer. B'chad B'Shabbos. We can't have Yom Kippur B'chad. What's B'chad? On the first day of the week on Sunday. Why not? B'chayshino Mishum Yarkaya U'mishum Masaya. Because of vegetables and dead people. What does that mean, vegetables and dead people? Says Rashi, because the Easter Bereish Hashanah. Now, if you don't know what that means, like I didn't, the Rashi tells you, Kvi Yisrael Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof. So I looked in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Daf Chof, and the Gemara there explains. The Gemara says, we don't want to have Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur back to back. Why? Because we want Shabbos and Yom Kippur. We don't want Shabbos and Yom Kippur back to back, meaning Shabbos and the next day Yom Kippur. Why not? Either because what are you going to do with your Shabbos leftover food? Presumably people want to have fresh food on Shabbos, plenty of it. And what do you do with the leftovers? You eat it the next day. But not if the next day is Yom Kippur. So you have problems with the vegetables. One suggestion. The other suggestion is, what happens if somebody dies on Shabbos? So you can't bury him on the Shabbos. Why not? Because the guf is muktzah. If the next day is Yom Kippur, means you can't bury him the next day either. Because it'll be muktzah 2 days in a row. What happens is, Yom Tov is a whole discussion. So therefore, we never want to have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. If we don't want to have Yom Kippur on a Sunday, then we don't want the 10th of the month to be a Sunday. That means we don't want the 8th of the month to be a Friday, which is another way of saying we don't want the 1st of the month, Rosh Hashanah, and in turn Sukkot, to be a Friday. And therefore, it can never happen. So are we good or are we not good at this stage? We're good. It really is true. Our Mishnah, what was the initial question? The initial question was, why don't we mention Erev Pesach, which is Chal B'Shabbos? You'd have much more than 48, you'd have 51 or maybe even 57. What was the Gemara's answer? It didn't happen every year. Erev Shabbos Shechal B'Sukkos. That also doesn't happen every year, because, meaning 48, because sometimes the first day Yom Tov would be Friday. No, can't be. Therefore, what the Mishnah said is 100% true every single year. Every single year, Erev Shabbos, whenever it is on Sukkos, how many will you have? 48. You won't have it if Erev Shabbos is the first day Yom Tov. Irrelevant, it can't happen. And therefore, I can still cling on to this theory that what? The Mishnah only tells me cases that happen every year. Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, even though it's true, you would have 48, but that's not the subject of our Mishnah. So at this stage of the game, we have to be very, very careful, we mustn't make a mistake. If we were to be asked, bottom line, what is the maximum amount of tequilas you can have in one day, what would you answer?
57.
Or maybe 51. The fact that it's not stated in the Mishnah is for a technical reason. Because for some reason the Mishnah only wanted to tell you cases which are true every year, not cases that are true on some occasions. But in the final analysis, 48 is actually not the maximum. You can have much, much more than 48. You can have 57. That really is the maximum so far. Okay, we're not out of the woods yet. So we've just established a principle that what? We cannot have Rosh Hashanah on a Friday. In turn, we cannot have Sukkot on a Friday. The reason being, why don't we want Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot on a Friday? Because we don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday. That's the real issue. We don't really mind when Rosh Hashanah is at all. But we don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday. So Yom Kippur cannot be on a Sunday. And as I mentioned before, this holds true until today. Because that's our rule. Loi Odu Roish. If Loi Odu Roish, Rosh Hashanah can't be on a Sunday or a Wednesday or a Vav or on a Friday. Rosh Hashanah can never be Erev Shabbos. So then Yom Kippur in turn can never be on Sunday. Can Yom Kippur be on a Shabbos? Yes. If Yom Kippur be on a Shabbos, what does that mean? When was Rosh Hashanah? Thursday. as they call it, 3-day Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, and then Shabbos. And the following Shabbos would be Yom Kippur. That could be, for sure that could be. Rosh Hashanah, until this very day, cannot be on a Friday, meaning Yom Kippur can never be on a Sunday. This is now what the Gemara is going to query. Says the Gemara, Umi dochinole? Question mark. You're telling me that what? If there was ever a prospect that Rosh Hashanah would fall out on Friday, what would we do? We would push it off a day. How would we push it off a day? By adding an extra day to Elul. Remember, if you come to Chof Tes Elul, the last day of Elul, and the next day is going to be Rosh Hashanah. So if the next day is going to be a Friday, then what do you do to that Friday? You just make it Lamed Elul, and then Rosh Hashanah will be a day later on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, is that really true? That we can't have Rosh Hashanah on Friday, or more specifically, we cannot have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. Really? Vahor Tanan. That's one of our favorite words, Vahor. But surely, that always indicates we're about to ask a question. Vahor Tanan. Surely we have learned Helve Shabbos Craven Be Yom Kippur. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Towards the end of the narrow lines, Vahotzanan. We have learned in Perek Eluk Sharim, which is Masechta Shabbos, Chelve Shabbos. What's the Chelve Shabbos? The fats, the parts of the korban that go on the Mizbeach. Says Rashi, which particular korban are we talking about? Chelve Shabbos Shel Tomid Shel Bein Hoar Bayim. Normally, you're makar the Tomid Shel Shachar in the morning, the Tomid Shel Bein or Arbaim in the afternoon of tonight.
To the Berim of Ariel, הבאתי לו את כל ההוראות, אנחנו מתחילים לסוגר.
So the Tomid Shel Bein or Arbaim, which is the afternoon Tomid, when would you be makar of all the fat? That evening. Now what happened that evening was Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting, you would still be makriv the fats of that afternoon Tomid, Shabbos afternoon Tomid, that evening, despite the fact that particular evening happened to be Yom Kippur. Says Rashi, Chel be Shabbos shel Tomid shel beinu arba'im, craven would be sacrificed via makipurim shechal, which landed. What's the Shabbos? Oh, what do you see from there? So it can happen. Alma, you see, chayil. Chayil means to be chal, to take effect. It can fall out. Yom Kippur, the Moser Shabbos. So how can you possibly tell me that in the event that there was a prospect of Rosh Hashanah falling out on Friday, we pushed it off by a day? Why? In order not to have Yom Kippur on a Sunday, meaning not to have on a Motzei Shabbos. It never happened. It did happen. It's a Mefurash Mishnah that when Yom Kippur was a Motzei Shabbos, you sacrificed the Chelvei Tomid Shel Beinu Arbayim. Well, you're obviously not going to talk about a case that couldn't happen. Clearly, it could happen. And did happen. Furthermore, says the Gemara, V'omar Rav Zeira. Whenever it says V'omar, we're in the middle of a question, so clearly this is a continuation of the question. V'omar Rav Zeira. And furthermore, Rav Zeira stated, Ki Hevinon Bei Rav Babov. When I was in the yeshiva of Rav in Bovel, Omri, they said the following. Hodatanya, we have learned in a braisa that Yoim Hakipurim Shechal Liyois Erev Shabbos.
If Yom HaKippurim would fall out when? On a Friday, which, by the way, that we said before, also can't happen. But the Mishnah, the Braisa clearly talks about a case that it did happen. If Yom HaKippurim would ever fall out when? On Erev Shabbos, Loi Hoyu Toikin, they would not blow, they would not have the blasts that particular day. Meaning, on a regular Erev Shabbos, as we said before, you always have how many extras? Six. But not if Erev Shabbos happened to be Yom Kippur. You would not do the Toikin. Ubamoitsoy Shabbos. Loi Hoyu Mavdile. And if Yom Kippur took effect when? On Motzah Shabbos, then you would not do Havdalah. Motzah Shabbos going into Yom Kippur. So, Rav Zeira says that when I was in the yeshiva of Rav, what do they teach us? That this braisa that talks about Yom Kippur being on a Friday, or Yom Kippur being on a Motzah Shabbos Sunday, they taught us there in the yeshiva that what? Divrei HaKoil Hi. So that follows all opinions. Whatever he was referring to. He's just quoting a story. And yet, Ki Salikas, when I went up from Bovel to where? Lohosam to there, where's there? Eretz Yisrael. Ashkachte L'Rabbi Yehuda, Breder of Shimon ben Pazi. I found Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon, the son of Pazi, the Yosef, he was sitting down, the Kalmar, and he said, Rabbi Kiva, he. Question mark. Yeah, it's a little bit tricky. It sounds a little bit tricky, at least it's actually not so tricky. There is a machloikus between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbanon regarding a subject which is not our subject at the moment. There is some machlokes. Whatever that machlokes is, Reb Zeira is commenting that there is a braisa that talks about Yom Kippur being on a Friday, Yom Kippur being on a Sunday. So when I was in Rav's yeshiva, they told me that that braisa makes sense according to all opinions. And when I got to Eretz Yisrael, they told me, no, it only makes sense according to Reb Akiva. Fine. That particular aspect of Reb Zeira's quote is of no concern to us. What's this Reb Akiva? What's this comment? That's not relevant to us. So why is it being quoted? Because that was the story. But at least, what do I learn from that story? Clearly, there is a braisa that talks about what?
Yom Kippur on a Sunday.
On a Friday. Yom Kippur on a Sunday. There's a whole discussion with us. Everyone's opinion, whether they're Rabban or not. It's not our opinion, not our subject for the moment. But either way, I clearly see that there's a braisa that talks about so how can you tell me that we wouldn't possibly have Rosh Hashanah on a Friday, we would push it off? Because we can't possibly have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. I'm afraid to say we have two separate proofs. That's not true. Proof number one is, because we had a Mishnah that talks about what?
Fat.
The fat being sacrificed on Yom Kippur, which is Motzah Shabbos. Proof number two is we had a discussion about a braisa that says clearly what do you do when Yom Kippur is chal on Sunday? Is it everybody? Is it a Rebbe Akiva? Whatever, but it clearly is something that can happen. Says Rashi. First wide line. The Omar Reb Zeira Hossam Be'eluk Shorim over there in that parak which is entitled Eluk Shorim. He says Ki Havinon Bebovel. When I was in Bavel, Hama Omri, they said, "Hold the Tanya Yom Kippur Shachaliyot Perv Shabbos Lo Yehu Toikin." What does that mean? Lahavdil or lahavdil. Remember, we said there's always six tikkias. What are they? For lahavdil, to stop people doing work, and lahavdil, to completely separate them from the work. Well, obviously, that's unnecessary when Erev Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Why?
No, we're
not doing the block anyway. Yom Kippurim, Mishum Yom Kippurim, Nami, also on that day, Lav Malacha Ovid. Nobody's doing Malacha. Therefore, the Erev Shabbos, the sixth kiosk of Erev Shabbos, did not take place on a Friday Yom Kippur. Ubamoitzaye Shabbos. And on a Motzah Shabbos, i.e., v'imchal Yom HaKippurim liyos b'motzah Shabbos. If Yom HaKippur was not on Friday, if it was on a Sunday, this is what is of interest to us. Apparently, it can happen after all. Lo yhoyu mavdilin al hakoyis bein kodesh l'kodesh, to divide the friendship between the kodesh of Shabbos and the kodesh of Yom Kippur, you did not do havdalah al hakoyis kederech shemavdilin mishabbos liyom tov. Even though when Shabbos goes into Yom Tov, we make Havdalah. Why do we make Havdalah? Because there's a differentiation in Kedusha. So why do we make Havdalah also on Motzah Shabbos going into Yom Kippur? It's also a different Kedusha.
It's the same level.
We'll see in a second. Now, just by the way, open parenthesis, what does that mean, make Havdalah ala kreis? You can't drink it. What would you do with it? Yom Kippur. That's not a problem. What would you do with it? Well, you should give it to a child. Many cases that we can't drink the kodesh, that's not a problem. So here comes the question. If we make Havdalah on Motzah Shabbos going into another Yom Tov, because first it was Shabbos, and now it's Yom Tov. So why don't we do the same with regard to Shabbos going into Yom Kippur? There's also been a change. Initially it was Shabbos, now it's Yom Tov. Says Rashi, no. The Hossam over there when you're going into a Yom Tov. Hossam Shehayotze. What does the Yotze mean?
Going out.
The exiting one. What's the exiting one?
Shabbos
is Chomor. That's stringent. Vahanichnas, and the one entering, i.e., Yom Tov. Kal. That's light. What do you mean it's light?
Lighter, has less kedusha.
Has less kedusha. Why? Has less isurim. There are some malachas you are allowed to do on Yom Tov.
Cooking,
for example. Therefore, we make Havdalah to differentiate the two different types of kedushas. It really is different in kind. Avokam. But with regard to
here, going from
Shabbos going into Yom Kippur, Hanichnas is Chomur. The incoming train is like the outgoing train, i.e., Yom Kippur, with regard to Malacha, is exactly the same as Shabbos. Whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you can't do on Yom Kippur, basically without exception. So for the purpose always of Havdalah is always what? To distinguish, before you could do Malacha, you couldn't do Malacha, now you can. So on Yom Tov, that makes sense, because there really are some malachas that you could not do on Shabbos, and you can do on Yom Tov, but not on Yom Kippur. So that's why the price is there. If Erev Shabbos was Yom Kippur, you didn't do the six tekiyos, and if Motzah Shabbos is Yom Kippur, you don't do Havdalah. Now, there was a discussion, says Rashi, again, Avokan Nichnas Chomor Kiyotze, the Nichnas, the entering one, i.e. Yom Kippur, is as stringent as the exiting one, which is Shabbos, Le'inyan Kol Isser Malacha. Period. V'hava Omrinon. So that's what they taught him in Bovel. In Bovel, they told him that what? Divrei Hakoil He. They said this fits in with all opinions. Which opinions? Bein Rabbi Yishmael, Bein Rabbi Akiva, the Pligi, even though they do have a discussion with regard to a Chelve Shabbos craving B'yom HaKippurim, Mitukma, it would still fit in. Okay, this is not our discussion. Kisalikas La'asam, when I got there to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, the Yosef Kamar Rabbi Kiva, he says Rashi, V'hosam Mefarish Lemilsei. Period. What does that mean, V'hosam Mefarish Lemilsei? Over there, this matter is explained. Rashi says, I see no reason whatsoever to get bogged down in a discussion. What does it mean? It's Divrei HaKol, what's Rabbi Akiva, what's Rabbi Shmuel? It's not really our discussion. What is our discussion, says Rashi? Let's continue. Mihu, however, Shaminon Nami Mi Braisa. I do, however, hear from the Braisa, and this is of relevance to us, Techal Yom Kippur B'Motzei Shabbos. Because that was the subject of the Braisa. The Braisa says that when Yom Kippur is Chal B'Motzei Shabbos, you don't make Avdalah Al HaKoyis. So, Reb Zeira launched into a whole discussion which is not relevant to us. Does this follow all opinions, some opinions, unanimous, not unanimous? That's not relevant, says Rashi. You want to have a further understanding of this? Have a look there for further details. Not relevant to us. But what is relevant to us is, that what do I see in this braisa?
The Yom Kippur can follow.
Yom Kippur, whose opinion and all that, that's not our discussion, whatever, but you see it can happen. So are we good or not good at this stage? We're not good, we're in trouble. Why are we in trouble? So again, this is it's a complicated Gemara. You have to keep all the stages of the Gemara open in front of you. Let's go from stage one. I think you'll see there's five stages. Stage one, the Gemara asks, why do we not talk about Erev, Pesach, Shechal, B'Shabbos? You could have 57 tekiyos. That was stage one. Stage two, what was the Gemara's answer? Why is it not mentioned? Because it doesn't happen every year. Stage three was, what do you mean? The Mishnah mentioned Erev, Shabbos, Sukkot. That also doesn't happen every single year. Because occasionally it can be on Yom Tov, the first day. Stage four was,
it does happen.
That you can't have Erev, Sukkot being, you can't have Erev Shabbos being the first day, because you'd always push it off. That was stage four. Why would you push it off? Because we don't want Yom Kippur on a Sunday. Stage five is, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not true.
It happens.
It does happen. Because you can have Yom Kippur on a Sunday. So what are you telling me? That what? It can't happen and we don't want it. You'd always push it off. But we have two proofs. What are the two proofs? Proof number one is we have a price that talks about the fats of the korban being sacrificed on Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur. So apparently Motzei Shabbos Yom Kippur can happen. Second, there was a discussion in the braisa that also talks about making Havdalah going from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. So it can happen. And if it can happen, then we're back to square one. If it can happen, if Sunday can be Yom Kippur, then do we agree that Friday can be Rosh Hashanah and Friday can be Sukkot? Yes. And if Friday would be the first day Sukkot, how many tekiyos would you have then? You wouldn't have 48, because there's no Simchas Beis Sheivos. And therefore, how can you tell me that the Mishnah only tells me cases that happen every single year, 48, it's not true. When Sukkot, first day Sukkot is a Friday, you won't have 48. What do you tell me? It can't happen, and jolly well can happen. Therefore, I'm sorry, the Mishnah's not every single year. So back to square one. Okay, we'll hold it over here. This is a tricky Gemara, there's no question about it. It's a tricky Gemara. I think we're easing in towards the end of the Masechta and the whole run. Tricky Gemara, not simple at all. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We'll keep on going, Mr. Hashem. We'll be later on Thursday, all being well.
Sure.